The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Especially if it's got those heated seats and heated steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, say good morning to Alex from Canton.
Hey, Alex.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Alex?
All right, Kennedy, I'm kicking you out of the studio.
All right, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Alex, you get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She is now in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Jeremy Renner turns 54 today. Which Avenger did he portray?
Hawkeye.
Question number two. Kesha celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal, which features her biggest hit, TikTok. Who is the now disgraced celebrity Kesha mentions in the first line of TikTok?
P. Diddy.
Yeah, you don't want to wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy anymore.
Question number three. Kristen Bell called out her husband for watching the Detroit Lions game on his phone in the middle of the Golden Globes ceremony. She posted a funny clip of him online with the hashtag priorities. Who is Kristen Bell's husband?
Dax Shepard.
Guys will do that while they're at sporting events, not much less award ceremonies. While we were gone over the holidays, we went to a Charlotte Hornets basketball game, and there was people sitting in front of us that had their phones out watching bowl games while we were watching the NBA game. I was like, okay. Question number four. Lady Gaga has become just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in three decades on the Billboard Hot 100. Her song with Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just reached the top of the chart. The other two artists to do it are actually a brother and sister. Can you name them?
Not sure about that one.
All right, and question number five. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met back in 2016 on the set of which movie?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! That was pretty good, Alex.
Alex, I understand you are a middle school teacher. You teach English?
Yes, that's right.
What are the kids learning right now?
Right now, we are learning about World War II and the Navajo Native Americans who played a part in the war.
What was it?
So it's pretty interesting.
There's
yeah.
a fantastic movie about that. Is it Code Walkers or is Code Talker? I can't remember what it's called.
That's the book we're reading right now, Code Talkers.
Code Talkers, yeah. I saw that movie. It's fantastic. It's a story I'd never heard before. It's pretty incredible. All right, Kennedy, welcome
really
back.
Is, yeah.
Alex got, I think, 4 out of 5?
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You nervous, Kennedy?
Not just yet.
All right, these are tough. Here we go. Jeremy Renner turns 54 today. Which Avenger did he portray?
Hawkeye.
Tied to one. Question number two. Kesha is celebrating 15 years of her debut album, Animal, which features her biggest hit, TikTok. Who is the now disgraced celebrity Kesha mentions in the first line of TikTok?
P. Diddy.
During her New Year's Eve performance on the Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest Rockin' New Year's Eve, she said F. P. Diddy, and they beeped it out.
That's what she's been saying.
Yeah.
She does it. Yeah.
Tied to two. Question number three. Kristen Bell called out her husband for watching the Lions game on his phone in the middle of the Golden Globe ceremony. She posted the clip and had the hashtag priorities. Who's Kristen Bell's husband?
Dax Shepard.
Tied at three.
The Lions haven't been good for most of his life. Let him enjoy it.
I'm just really.
He needs it.
I have a friend that lives in Detroit, and they are just living their best lives right now with that football team. Question number four. Lady Gaga has become just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in three decades. On the Billboard Hot 100, her song with Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile, just hit the top of the chart. The other two artists to do it are actually brother and sister. Name them.
Wait, one more time, please?
Sure. Lady Gaga is just the third artist to have multiple number one hits in three decades.
Three decades.
Across three decades.
All right.
And the other two that did it are actually brother and sister.
In three decades.
Hmm.
Donny and Marie?
Hmm. Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
Ah.
You were putting them together as a group, probably.
I was indeed.
It's a little confusing. Tied to three. Question number five. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged. They met back in 2016 on the set of which movie? Which, by the way, Alex got this one right, Kennedy.
Well, it's a Spider-Man movie.
There are many of them.
You're halfway there.
I know. I'm not sure I can get it. Homecoming? No Way Home? Homecoming.
Wow. I'm amazed you know two different Spider-Man movies.
I am too.
They get pushed to me on my streaming networks a lot. I don't watch them really, but they get pushed to me a lot.
I love the Spider-Man movies, and I'm not sure I could have figured that answer out. That was pretty good, Kennedy. All right, 4-4 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Alex, you don't get the cash. However, you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. You can buy tickets at livenation.com, but you're going for free.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good luck with those 7th graders today.
Yeah, thanks. We'll see how they are.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alex from Canton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kathleen from Fall River.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Kathleen?
Kennedy, can we please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Do a little dance all by yourself over in that studio. So you know how this works. 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You answer more of them right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Nicolas Cage turning 61 today. In which of his movies does he steal the Declaration of Independence?
National Treasure.
Question number two. The second season of the newly rebooted Kitchen Nightmares premieres at 8 p.m. on Fox. Name the celebrity chef who also hosts Hell's Kitchen. Who is the star of that show?
Gordon Ramsay.
Singer Allo Black turns 46 today. Did the vocals on the 2013 track Wake Me Up. Take a listen and then name the DJ whose song it is. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Who is the DJ that did that song?
Avicii.
Question number four. Random fact time. The dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was a female terrier named Terry. What is the famous line Dorothy says to Toto after being transported to the magical land of Oz by a tornado?
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
Question number five. 19 years ago today in 2006, Pink married a motocross racer in Costa Rica. They are still together and have two kids. What is his name?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do I hear a kid in the background?
Yeah, that's my daughter, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
She says hey.
How old is she?
15 months.
Oh, that'd have been great if she's like, hey, what's up, Carson?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, right? New sound clip.
Are we giving her number four, Dan?
Depends on how nice we're feeling.
All right. Three, maybe four, Kennedy.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
We'll call it three.
You're going to say no?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
I'm going to rule with an iron fist here.
We'll be honest. We'll be honest this
all right.
time.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage turning 61 today. In which of his movies does he steal the Declaration of Independence?
National Treasure.
That is correct. 1-1. Question number two. The second season of newly rebooted Kitchen Nightmares premieres at 8 p.m. on Fox. Name the celebrity chef who also hosts Hell's Kitchen. Who is the star of that show?
Gordon Ramsay.
Tied at 2. Singer Aloe Black turns 46 today. Did the vocals on the 2013 song Wake Me Up. Take a listen and then name the DJ whose song it is.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. That's Avicii.
Tied at 3. Random fact time, the dog that played Toto in The Wizard of Oz was a female terrier named Terry. What is the famous line Dorothy says to Toto after being transported to the magical land of Oz by a tornado?
We're not in Kansas anymore.
That is it. 43, question number 5. 19 years ago today in 2006, Pink married a motocross racer in Costa Rica. They are still together. They have two kids. What is his name?
Carrie Hart.
Yeah, didn't they get divorced and remarried too?
They
one of
sure
those
did.
Deals?
Yeah. Yeah, they were on and off for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. My mom had one of those.
You need a break.
5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Did you know that she proposed to him in the middle of one of his motocross races?
She held up a big sign.
Said, will you marry me?
It's like in the video.
And also, pull over, you need tires.
Yeah, he kept driving, and then the next one was like, no, I'm serious. So he had to pull over in the middle of his race and accept.
And now you're in last place.
Exactly.
But winning at life.
That's it. All right. Well, Kathleen, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. And we hope things are going well with Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Kathleen from Fall River, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to CBK.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. And make sure you're wearing a hat and mittens when you do today. It's chilly. It's chilly out there. Kennedy, say hey to Amanda from Rockland.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
Here, you making breakfast? What are we having?
We're doing hard-boiled eggs and deli turkey this morning.
Perfect. Protein all day.
Mm-hmm.
You put salt on the eggs?
I do. Salt, pepper, and a little Dijon mustard.
Oh, perfect. You bougie.
Perfect.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dijon mustard. That never would have crossed my mind.
Nothing says bougie like hard-boiled eggs.
And Dijon. Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon for my hard-boiled eggs? Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is about to happen, Amanda. You get more right, and you win the money. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Jennifer Coolidge played Stifler's mom in which coming-of-age movie franchise?
I think that was American Pie.
Post Malone showed up at a small bar in Houston on Christmas Eve and tipped his bartender $20,000. She's a single mom with two jobs. She called it a life-changing moment and said he's the most humble celebrity she's ever met. Which of these is not a Post Malone song? Circles, Rockstar, or Wasted on You?
I'm going to go with Rockstar.
The Backstreet Boys are the greatest boy band of all time, according to a poll on Ranker.com. They're followed by NSYNC at number 2 and New Kids on the Block at number 3. Name this BSB song. Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Quit Playing Games with My Heart.
Nikki Glaser revealed some of the meaner jokes that she didn't tell at the Golden Globes. One said Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them.
Woof.
In the joke, she's referencing, obviously, the tragedy that occurred on which movie set?
Oh, dear. I think it was Rust?
Question number five. Almost 2 years after their highly publicized breakup, Taylor Swift's most recent ex shared that he hopes everyone will move on from his past relationship. What is his name?
Oh, there's going to be so many fans mad at me. I don't know.
That's okay. I'm sure he appreciates it. You don't remember.
Kennedy!
I read that article. I was like, man, he is still hurting from that. Mm.
He's just like a quiet guy, too.
Right. He's just like, let it go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Amanda from Rockland getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are really tough, Kennedy. What? You say you're quitting? No, I guess not. All right.
One of these days.
Jennifer Coolidge used her real voice on the Golden Globes red carpet, and people are losing it. Jennifer Coolidge played Stifler's mom in which coming-of-age movie franchise?
American Pie.
Have people not heard her voice before?
I would say that starting, I can't remember with what movie, she started using that voice specifically all the time. But I watched a movie the other day that had her in it where she uses her normal voice. Yeah. But no, that's what she's very much
becoming. We had her in studio before and she didn't use that voice.
She was a little bit like this, but you know.
But like she was in Seinfeld and she used a regular voice.
Right.
Yeah, but when it works.
When it pops.
Tied to one, question number two. Post Malone showed up at a small bar in Houston on Christmas Eve and then he tipped his bartender $20,000. She's a single mom. She said it was a life-changing amount of money, and he's the most humble celebrity she's ever met. Which of these is not a Post Malone song? Circles, Rockstar, Wasted on You.
Wasted on You.
Morgan Wallen, I believe. 2 to 1, question number three. Backstreet Boys are the greatest boy band of all time.
Facts.
According to a poll on Ranker.com, which is wrong. They're followed by the real number one band, NSYNC, at number two. And New Kids on the Block is number three. Name this BSB song, Kennedy.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
What was the name of the song?
Quit Playing Games with My Heart.
That is correct. 3 to 2. Nikki Glaser revealed some of the meaner jokes that she didn't tell at the Golden Globes. And one was, Michael Keaton was so great in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Alec Baldwin sadly did not come back to play a ghost because he was too busy making them. I don't know why she revealed it.
That's not even funny.
Yeah, that's something you might say at a roast, not at an award ceremony.
I would never say that.
In the joke, obviously, she's referencing the tragedy that occurred on which movie set?
Woman. Rust.
That is correct. 4 to 3, question number five. Almost 2 years after their highly publicized breakup, Taylor Swift's most recent ex shared that he hopes everyone will move on from his past relationship.
God bless him.
Who is he?
Joe Alwyn.
Yeah, that is it. 5 to 3 is the final score.
My ex-boyfriends all say the same thing.
They still get asked about you when they do interviews?
Probably. What else are they going to talk about?
So, Amanda, you don't get the cash. However, you're not walking away empty-handed. Congratulations. You have won a pair of tickets to come to the Winter Skate, a.k.a. Carson's Apology Tour, this Saturday down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. You're going to come down, you and a guest. We're going to go ice skating for a while. And then afterwards, we're going to go and enjoy a delicious meal at the Harp. So we can't wait to see you on Saturday, okay?
That's awesome. Thanks, guys, so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Amanda from Rockland, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.